I'm currently in Čestlice, which is the name of a small village that's just outside of east of Prague, but it's also the location of one of these giant shopping areas filled with large box type supermarkets. I've got a Bauhaus, a Kika, a Jysk and Electro World, and a huge Makro store around me. There's also a large Aquacentrum here, Aquacentrum swimming center here. It's just off the D1 motorway, which heads towards Brno. But this place, surprising as it may seem, is also home to a farmer's market, which I'm just going to try and track down. The first time I was here, I was quite struck by, for one, the very fact that you'd find a farmer's market in a place like this, but also the fact that I recognised many of the faces from Pražské tržiště in Holešovice, the Prague market in far closer to the centre of Prague. Many of them have set up shop here, complaining that Pražské tržiště was a mix of wholesale and genuine handmade goods, and it was muddled and mixed, and it wasn't the best place for customers to get the true farmers market experience. So instead, they've set up shop here.
I ask a passerby if they know where to find the farmers market.
No idea, but I'd like to know about a place like that. Hold on, I do know. It's where the old Gigasport used to be. Do you know where that was?
So even though I've been in before, sort of struggled to find the farmer's market, but I've tracked it down. A sort of unusual building that looks like a bit of a squashed caterpillar. A zigzagging roof. Kvalitní a čerstvé is written on the outside. Quality and fresh. Open from 9 to 7. Nowhere does it actually say in big letters, farmer's market. Between an outlet store and a Volvo dealership and an Albert hypermarket. Inside, it's a large hall, quite cosy, with wooden beams on the roof and all sorts of stalls here. Dobrý den. So there's a stall here selling freshly squeezed fruit juices of all kinds. And then next to that, there's a stall selling pâtés and jams. Dobrý den. And also they're selling fresh cheeses here. So I think the idea here is that everything is literally properly farmer's market, handmade, hand-sourced, no wholesale whatsoever. So a man here has just offered me something to taste. So what jak se to jmenuje?
Uzbecká samsa.
Okay, so this is an Uzbek samsa, and I know this gentleman from Pražské tržiště. He also has a store here, so I'm just going to taste his samsa.
We've got beef, lamb, spinach, vegetables, chicken, and also squash for vegetarians who don't want meat.
So it's kind of a pastry filled with different kinds of meat, he's explaining, or spinach. Arrived, and there's a stall here for selling wines from southern France. So could you tell me a little bit about your stall here, what you're selling?
We're selling French wines from Languedoc, near the sea. We have delicious red wines or white ones from the small wineries.
And you are from France yourself?
I'm not from France, I'm Czech.
Czech. So why are you here? This is a new farmer's market.
Yeah.
Not many people know about it, right?
Yeah, okay.
I would say there's not a huge number of people here. So is it an experiment? What are you hoping for here?
I hope many people. Yeah.
Do you have enough customers to survive?
I hope.
You hope? You're not worried?
A little bit worried.
A little bit. Okay, and how long have you been here?
Two months.
2 months. Yes. Mm-hmm. So I'm with one of the stallholders here, whose name is Sylvia Horvatová. She is another person whom I met in Pražské tržiště. She runs a stall there selling various baked products, cakes and things like that. The first time I met her, I was struck by her honesty. She doesn't hesitate to defend a product or tell you, no, this one's better. So she's quite a remarkable lady. She's also a Roma, a Czech Roma. So
gypsy,
you prefer the... Okay, mm-hmm. Gypsy.
I asked Silva if this market could be viewed as something of an experiment.
I suppose that at the very start it was something of an experiment. It obviously began with someone having the idea of opening a farmer's market here. And of course these are very popular now, as many people are realizing that quality and healthy food is good for you.
I've seen you in Pražské tržiště, and that place is extremely busy with many customers, and looking around here, it's probably half the stalls are empty, and there's also very few customers here, so why risk this?
We're both here and there, but we wanted to move the whole thing forward. You see, there are actually still very few farmers' markets around, and they're only outside and thus seasonal. We wanted to have a year-round one here in Čestlice, because I think the potential customer base is very big. But I will talk bluntly, we still have a great deal of corruption here in the Czech Republic, and so many farmers that ended up in outside markets would like to move in here and sell in a place like this. But they were basically threatened that if they came here to Čestlice to sell their goods, then they would not be allowed to also sell it outside markets.
Why is that?
Proč? Farmářské výrobky jsou velký biznis.
Because farmers' products are a big business, and for every stall spot in places such as Anděl, Barrandov, Pankrác and these kinds of seasonal markets, those are very lucrative spots, and so they command high rental prices. And so threats were experienced that if you go to Čestlice, then you won't be allowed here.
Půjdete do Čestlice, nebudete chodit sem.
I've also heard you mention last time we met that there's in Pražské tržiště, it isn't quite clear because it's not really a farmer's market. There's like a mix, so sometimes it's a mix of wholesale goods and original farmer's goods, and some of the producers there aren't happy about this. So is that one of the reasons why you've come here?
This is an attempt to have the genuine, real thing on sale, and that is one reason why we have so few stallholders here, because the customers that come here are wiser as to what is and what is not genuinely farmers and handmade. So what we have left now is pretty much only those who make the products which they're selling.
And is there deception in the farmers' market business? People selling things that aren't really farmers' market products?
Yes, you find that everywhere in farmers' markets, I'm sure of that. But when some people offer wholesale, mass-produced items as something else, then that damages the entire image of the farmers' market. The system is supposed to be controlled by those who run such markets and rent out the space. As far as I know, such checks are indeed made here. But in a place like Pražské tržnice, no effort is made to check on this. Vegetables and other produce is bought in bulk from Poland and often is misrepresented as being local farmers' produce.
Are you happy with the management here? What could they do more to help you? And also I notice it's very difficult to see the place from outside. So what more would you like done?
I think that some mistakes have been made which may be hard to fix now. I don't know. We've been here for around 3 months, and those customers who came here at the very start are now becoming a little disappointed with a lack of choice here. They can't come here just for bread and yogurt. As for rent, yes, we did receive a discount, but I think that if the aim here was to lure in more farmers, then the deal should have been a more attractive one. So it's hard to view this as sustainable right now. Nobody's going to come and offer their handmade goods here if they don't sell.
There's a stall offering genuine cider. There's a smoked meat stall. So there's one entire sort of row here that's full. You have here Bulgarian cosmetics. You have our handmade pastas here. Dobrý den.
Yes.
Then we have dried herbs here. But yes, there are a good number of empty stalls here.
So Silva's just explaining to me that 12 stallholders recently left because of an increase in rent. So yeah, there used to be two columns here. Now if I walk out to all the other columns, it's basically a giant area which is completely empty, row upon row upon row of empty stalls. Okay, so I'm with a gentleman here called Radek Vichitil. Well, tell me about your stall. It looks like I can see wine, I can see coffee, I can see beer.
Yes, we have a combinate place with coffee, with wine and with beer from Czech Republic.
Because this place is all about proper handmade, original sort of production. So how is this? So this, for example, this Loretsky, I'm seeing some Loretsky beer. So this is like small microbrewery type beer.
Okay,
right?
Okay. It's beer from Kutná Hora, Czech beer. Mm-hmm. And my coffee is from Brazil, okay. Colombia, maybe sometimes Ethiopia. We have a little roasted from Czech, and we have every week new coffee.
Tell me about this place here in Čestlice. Is this, what is it? Is this an experiment? Because you're surrounded by big supermarkets and here you have a farmer's market. Can it survive?
This time I think that is an experiment and we are waiting what will be in future. Mm-hmm.
So how long, can you tell me a little bit about the history of this market? How long has it been here?
Here was big shop with sports, Giga Sports, yes.
It's only been here, right, for a few months here, right, these farmer's markets.
Maybe 2 months.
2 months. Oh, two months. You've only been here for 2 months. There's a big hall here.
Yes.
And there's one, two, three, four, five, four or five empty columns.
Yeah, here is 140, maybe, market stalls.
Yes. There are a lot more stallholders here than customers. In fact, I'm barely seeing any customers here at all. Are you optimistic here about this place?
I'm still optimistic. We must wait.
Okay. I'm with Silva and another market stallholder here who sells meat.
This place is not clearly marked. It's very difficult to find. Unless you're really paying attention and make an effort to see it, then you'll have a tough job even finding this place. There are even many people who live in the area who have no idea we exist, despite the fact that we have been here since November. But these, at least, are glad we're here.
So I've just spotted a customer here at one of these smoked meat stalls.
I know it here because one of my friends has a stall here selling Swiss cheeses. That's how I learned about it and why I came to visit this place for the first time. I think that they have great products here, excellent apples and all kinds of fresh produce. I've been coming here since that time, but I'm sad that there aren't as many customers here as I feel these stallholders deserve.
And what do you think is the reason for that?
I think the problem is a lack of adequate marketing and advertising. For the amount that the stall holders pay here for rent, I don't think they're getting the best promotional services. Another reason could be the location, because it is a little out of the way, and not everyone is willing to come all the way here to do such shopping.
Standing outside, back outside again, and through the stallholders that work here are having a discussion, a passionate discussion about what could save this place, what could be done, what is being done, what isn't being done. So the overall atmosphere is actually a bit downbeat. There does seem to be resignation creeping in that this experiment is failing, that there just isn't enough PR being done. And yet these people are so passionate about the fact that we really are the real thing. We really have the real, genuine, lovingly made produce. So, Čestlice Farmers Market. If it will still be around 1 or 2 months from now, it's difficult to say. But it's been a pleasure to come here.